Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, my name is Michael Goodfriend. I'm the executive producer of the Play On podcast. Part of the process when we do these Play On podcast series is we have a voice and text coach work with every actor on the text that they will be acting in each podcast series. I thought it would be a great idea to actually bring our voice and text coach from A Midsummer Night's Dream and many of our other series into the room to work with one of our actors right here with you listening, so you can get a sense of how this process actually plays out between an actor and a voice and text coach. Rebecca Clark Carey is with me. She's the head of voice and text at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. She has coached over 50 productions in 15 seasons there. She's also worked at the Guthrie Theater, the American Repertory Theater, the Utah Shakespeare Festival, the Royal National Theater, and on the Tony Award-winning production of All the Way. She's taught voice at the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama, the Oxford School of Drama, the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, and is the author with her husband, David Carey, of The Vocal Arts Workbook and Video, The Dramatic Text Workbook and Video, and The Shakespeare Workbook and Video, all published by Methuen. I also have with me an incredible actor named Michelle Beck. She is not only an actor, she's a filmmaker, a writer, a teaching artist based in Brooklyn, New York. And as an actor, she's worked on Broadway in the Tony Award-winning production of A Raisin in the Sun, and off-Broadway in Hurricane Diane at the New York Theater Workshop, Richard III at the Public Theater, Love's Labor's Lost at the Public Theater, A Kid Like Jake, Lincoln Center, Much Ado About Nothing. Listen, I could tell you all of her credits, but it would take the entire rest of this episode. So I'm not going to do that. She's worked all over New York and regionally, and she can be seen on screen in recurring roles on Marvel's Luke Cage, Starz' Power Book 2, and she can also be seen on Manifest, Homeland, Claws, Madam Secretary. She's done lots of film work. And recently wrote, directed, and produced the short film The Snakes, where during a cold Brooklyn winter in a parallel future, a depressed Black woman deals with a culture of fear and microaggressions that surround her by channeling her rage into violent fantasies. Definitely worth watching. There is a lot to talk about with both of these artists. I want to just start with Rebecca. Rebecca, how did you get into this whole field of voice and text coaching?
Well, I started as an actor, and I was lucky to work with some phenomenal voice and text coaches and voice teachers early in my career. And I always found the work that I did with them to be the most creative, fulfilling, exciting part of the process. And as the years went by and I got more and more tired of being on the road and started to think about putting down some roots, I realized that what I really wanted to spend my time doing was what happened in those sessions. So I took myself off to the Central School of Speech and Drama, where they have a one-year master's program in voice studies, and completed that degree. and came back to the States and was lucky to be able to assist resident voice and text directors at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and learn from them, and have never looked back.
Fantastic. Michelle, you got into acting how?
I really started when I was a kid. I actually danced when I was a kid, and I had a PE teacher who was like, "Oh, you should go to this like special arts summer program." And I saw the actors and I was like, "Oh, I want to do that." And so I really, you know, went to a special arts middle school and high school, and then I went to college. I got my BFA in acting from SUNY Purchase, and just really worked ever since. And, you know, my first big professional job was at Oregon Shakespeare Festival. So OSF has a very special place in my heart. I had a really fantastic and transformational time there.
Do you remember what plays were you in there?
Oh, of course I remember. I was in The Winter's Tale with Miriam Lapa, who was so fantastic. And I was also in Cyrano de Bergerac. And I was one of the nuns, then one of the sisters, and the Precieuses, and, you know, lots of other characters. But yeah, I definitely have some fantastic photos from those productions.
Are you drawn more to Shakespeare, or Are you one of those actors who feels comfortable pretty much anywhere you get cast?
Oh, that's such a good question. I mean, I do feel comfortable, you know, like in a lot of different spaces, but I love Shakespeare so much. I just can't quite quit it. Not that I'm trying to, but, you know, I really have a very special affinity for it and always feel myself coming back to it. And actually, I just directed a quote unquote short, but a 45 minute version of Romeo and Juliet as a film. So I'm in post-production for that right now. I'm very excited. We set it in the Bronx, and I work with a theater company that does a lot of work with students from Title I schools, which are the most under-resourced schools in New York City. The organization is called Epic Theater Ensemble. They're a fantastic organization. And the students who have come through the program, they now, a lot of them are in college and graduated from college, and so are Romeo actually started at Juilliard the day after we finished filming. Our Juliet is currently at Purchase. Our Tybalt, he is currently in the grad program at NYU. So really the students have also gone on to have some really exciting acting opportunities and training after the program. So they were, of course, the leads, the stars of the piece.
This is Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On podcast series. I hope you're enjoying this conversation with the creatives behind the scenes. To listen to the full interview, join the Play On supporting cast for just $5 a month, which by the time you hear this might be less than you'll pay for a gallon of gas. You'll get in-depth interviews featuring some of the most brilliant artists working today. You'll also enjoy ad-free episodes of the Play On podcast series. Subscribe today for $5 a month. Join the cast. Go to ncpodcast.com and sign up today. Thanks for listening.
Next Chapter Podcasts.